prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 21 July 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. Just going to be me and you tonight, folks. Just you and I. We're going to talk. Phone lines will open a little bit. I want to hear from you. I've got a little clip I want to play for you. You can watch a video on our website, PastorButch.com, under Gay Choir. Of course, it's Sodomite Choir singing the song, But Coming For Your Children. We're going to play about a minute and a half of that song for you in a little bit. I want to make a point tonight that not the White House, not the State House, not Courthouse, the Church House has let happen. I'm going to explain to you what the Bible says and what we didn't uphold. And that's why our nation's in this mess. Now, people want to hear this, and I'm sorry about that. Turn the radio off. Go to somebody else. I'm not here to butter you up and tell you, hey, give you money and give you 10% or $10,000, and we're going to bless you tenfold. That's not what this is all about. We're here to teach the Word of God. We're here to exhort the church to stand and fight. We're here to show the church a responsibility. It's not just to go to the building we call a church. I'll be working on an article sometime soon to prove to you that most people do not go to a church. They go to a corporation that they call a church. And God cannot bless that corporation in a spiritual sense. Oh, yes, they're blessed financially. They're growing leaps and bounds. But He can't bless them spiritually. And I want to get that in an article later on. And tomorrow is office day. So God willing, we'll be in the office between 9 and 4 tomorrow. Take phone calls, answer questions. Whatever you want to do. I definitely want to hear from you. I mean that. I do. I want to hear from you tonight. I want your opinion. I want your input. I respect you folks. I really mean that. I do respect you. If I didn't think that you were out there with us, I wouldn't be here. We couldn't even pay the bills. That's a fact. We couldn't. Your donations pay the bills. And sorry to say that it's always tight, but we're still here. And I think it's a blessing in itself. Don't forget the teaching that I just finished entitled, Why America, Why Will Ye Die? America, Why Will Ye Die? Is a four-hour teaching that you have got to see to understand what God is telling His people right now in this modern day. He's talking to His people. And if you know who we are in Christ, Ephraim and Manasseh in America, you understand what when the Bible talks about Ephraim and Manasseh, you know who they're talking about. And that you got to see it, to understand it, scripture by scripture, event by event. It lines up perfectly with the Bible and what's happening today. It's only $12.50, folks, for a four-hour DVD. 4 hours. I know you can't watch it all at one time. But I took my time putting it together simply because I did not want anybody to think to left anything out. It's important that I didn't do that. America, Why Will You Die? I hope you could copy that. And I'll make a mention now. I now have a flyer in my hand about the place where I'll be speaking the last weekend of next month. From August 26th to 29th, I'm going to be at Bards, B-A-R-D-S, Bards Fest. That's in St. Charles, Missouri. I'm looking for an address. I don't see an address, but I'll get it to you later on. But it's in St. Charles, Missouri. It says it's going to be a festival like no other. Beginning on August 26th through 29th August, in St. Charles, Missouri, Bards Fest will bring together God-fearing, Christ-loving patriots from all over the United States and the world to celebrate His glory, His name, and His love. One mission, two locations. God bless. So we're going to be meeting. It'll be an inside meeting and outside meeting. Expecting about 15,000 people in person, about a million online viewers. So we'll be in St. Charles, Missouri, Lord willing. I'll be there on the 26th. I'll be leaving probably on the 28th. So I want y'all to know this is what we're going to try to do. I hope you come and join us. If you have any questions, I'll have to get information where you can call and ask questions to somebody. Because I know some of y'all are going to be there, and we'll get details to you as soon as possible, okay? Now, let's talk a while. I want to share some thoughts with you. And I hope that you'll sit down and listen. If you drive down the highway, be careful. Don't wreck your car or try and pay that close attention, but do listen, please. Because people's souls depend on you listening and sharing. You say, well, preacher, that's strong. Oh, yes, it is strong. It truly is strong. It's more than anything that I could ever say, and as always importance goes, because when you think about people's souls depending on you and what you say or don't say or do or don't do, it's scary. And I hope you won't take this lightly. But I want to start tonight making a few points as to why our nation is a cesspool, the hellhole that is now. God set forth laws and standards, statutes, if you will, that we were to obey. He also set forth justice and judgments that He said we should obey. If we do not obey His, not only His commandments, but enforce His laws with just judgments, then we have failed as a people. And no. You say, well, civil authority does that. Tell me, has the civil authority done much justice in your lifetime? Think about it. Who were the ones sent here to maintain and to occupy till Christ come? Civil authority or the church? Who was to be the influence in the world, according to Matthew chapter 5, as salt and light, that society would maintain itself in a moral way? Who was it? Was it to be the president and Congress? Courthouse? Be nice if you would, but no. The church was to see that the ones in charge of the White House and the courthouse and the state house were upholding God's standards and laws, and His moral judgments were for them to execute in a righteous way. I'm going to prove it to you, folks, from the Bible. I'm going to prove it to you from your Bible. And the only thing that's not being done is because the church has done nothing to see that it was done. We become complacent, cowardly, and complicit with evil around us. I said we. I didn't say you. I said we. We all have. And people say, well, preacher, don't you preach anything uplifting? Yeah, I do. Don't you know that all the Bible is uplifting? And that when the Lord God takes time to show you through one of His men that speaks the truth from the Scriptures, to show you what's going on and why you're in this mess, don't you think that's His mercy to warn us? Don't you praise Him that He sent somebody to tell you the truth so we can repent and rebuild our lives and fit for His glory? Aren't you glad somebody has the gall, the audacity, the nerve to tell you the truth? Well, most of you might not be, but some of you are. There are no depressing messages from the Word of God. None. If it convicts somebody's heart to salvation, they repent of their sins and born again, that's certainly not depressing. If it has someone who's lukewarm, decided to turn their life around and become a red-hot believer, have a zeal for Christ, that's not depressing. If it warns those out there that have been asleep to wake up and see what's going on, that's not depressing. What's depressing is when the people just don't give a hoot in hell what I'm saying. That's depressing. Now, this is what the Bible says. You read it with me, if you want to. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. We're going to look at verse 11. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 11 says this. Now pay attention, my friends. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore, the hearts of the Son of Man is fully set in them to do evil. Because you do not punish evil speedily and severely as the crime needs, then men's hearts become more wicked, and there's no deterrent to doing evil, and they do more evil. That's what your Bible says. That's what it says. Because judgment and justice is not done speedily, and evil work is against crime is not judged, the evil work is not judged, then the Son of Man become bold to do evil. Have you seen that happen? I think you have. I know you have. If you live in America today, I know you have. And not only that, if you read your Bible, and I'm just going to mention a few. I'm not even going to take time to read them, because I don't have time to read them all. But in one book, I'm going to mention some scriptures from Deuteronomy. Well, preacher, that's Old Testament. Christ preached out of the Old Testament, as did all of his disciples and followers, until the New Testament was complete. Paul had no New Testament to preach out of. Neither did Peter or James or John. They were in the process of writing the New Testament. Christ quoted Old Testament many, many times. He said, I did not come to destroy my Father's law. I've come to fulfill it. I didn't come to destroy it. I've come to fulfill it because I am the Word in flesh. I am the one who's here to bring forth the truth in flesh. I am the way, the truth, and the life, he said. The law that was written, he wrote. He is the truth, the way, and the life. He walked on this earth as a pure, unadulterated man in the flesh, led by the Spirit of his Father and filled with his Father's precious blood. Oh yeah, that's right. So you see, Christ didn't say, oh, we need to quit punishing people for doing evil. We just need to love them. We need to pat them on the hand and tell them we love them. He didn't say that. He never changed one bit of the law. Not one jot or one tittle did he change as far as the moral law goes. None. Sacrificial laws he fulfilled. The ceremonial laws, he said, are not important any longer. But the moral and just laws that he gave us are just as valid today, and so should be the judgments and the justice dealt out. But in Deuteronomy, in 9 different places, Deuteronomy 13, a couple places in 17, 19, 21, a couple places in chapter 22, actually 3 places in 22, and 1:24, that's just the ones I looked up. He said, punish these evildoers and put the evil from among you. He said to punish them and put the evil from among you. Evildoers today are patted on the back and turned loose to do more. We're talking about in corporate structure, billionaires, millionaires get by literally with murder because they can buy their justice. The immoral murderers, rapists, thieves, liars, slanderers, sodomites, lesbians get by with that because no one punishes them. And if somebody is caught, will say they have some money, they were set up for a reason to be caught. Don't you think for one minute that when they go after the drug companies, like you just said, the idiots, and sue them for billions of dollars, that the drug companies are hurting for that? No. The government helped them make billions and trillions of dollars. It's like they are right now with the COVID vaccine. that's destroying people's lives all over the world. And they're trying to force us, I say they, the so-called powers of be, trying to force us to take the vaccines. Some places in Sacramento, some businesses will not let you in their business unless you have proof of vaccine. In France, you can go to jail from 6 months to a year and up to $55,000 fine for not for going somewhere without a vax passport. This is happening right now in our world. And the evil meaning abide with you, you know why? Because the cowardly people that call themselves the body of Christ are sitting at home right now. Oh, no, it's Wednesday night. A lot of them right now are sitting in prayer meeting somewhere saying how much you love Jesus while they slaughter 4,000 more babies today. And slander and tear down the foundations of this nation. But in 9 places, the Lord God said, put the evil from among you. Deuteronomy also in 3 places, in chapter 17, 19, 21, he says, do this so that the people may see and fear and do these things no more. Public hangings were once a common thing that should be again today. Oh yes, public execution should be one of the main things today, so people could see justice and judgment being done, so they could see and fear and not do the same thing. We have become wiser than God and more merciful than God. We no longer really want to do anything to hurt anybody because God is love. He would never put somebody to death, yet he sent his son to die for you and I. What a bunch of idiots we are who believe that Christ, that God does not take life. He destroys his enemies by the millions, Old Testament, and he'll be in the New Testament. Read it for yourself. We have become such a bunch of soft, wussy, sick, mushy, so-called believers that we've lost our total backbone for the glory of God as a whole. That's true, folks. I've told you the truth.
People say, well, now, preacher, Romans 13 says you got to obey man. You got to obey man. You have no choice. No, Romans 13 does not say that.
Romans 13 does not say that. Hitler said it said that. Many wicked leaders have said it says that. Some of the most of the pastors in this country said it says that. But it does not say that we have to obey wicked leaders. Not one inch of that is talking to a wicked leader. And actually, it's leading more towards a church government than in this passage than is a civil authority. But I'll talk about civil authority. Because we're told that we're to be subject to the higher powers. There's no power or no authority given by the God. That word power means authority. And he said the authority of beings are ordained to God. Now listen to what it says, folks. The rulers are not supposed to be a terror to good works, but to evil. When you do something evil, you should be afraid of the authority. If you do that which is good, you give praise to the same authority. Because it says that he is a minister of God to thee for good. Minister means deacon. That word minister means deacon. He's a deacon of God to do justice on this earth and uphold righteous people. But if you do evil, be afraid of him. Because he doesn't bear the sword in vain. He'll take your life. You see, right there again is another passage where it says that the government should take life. Life for life. Life for rape. Life for sodomy. Life for kidnapping. That's in your Bible. He says, your avenger to execute the wrath upon him that doth evil. Understand this, folks. Nowhere in that passage does it say we are to obey evil leaders. If we do, we become evil ourselves. We're to obey righteous leaders and their righteous laws. If a Christian breaks a righteous law, he should be judged like everybody else. If we go to prison for preaching the gospel of Christ and standing for the truth and trying to save our children, we have nothing to be ashamed of. We broke no laws that God considers a law. If the law of man is contrary to the law of God, it's no law at all. Do you understand what I just said? If the law of man is contrary to the laws of God, it is no law at all. It has no authority and no validity for in us and on us to do what they say. Unless we will become part of the evil. That's just that easy. I have covered in a nutshell here exactly what most people are telling you is I'm telling you the opposite of what most of them tell you. Scripture says to put to death those who are worthy of the death penalty, to punish those who have stolen, not to put them in prison, make them pay back threefold, sevenfold, make them pay back, if they don't pay back, then put them to death. That's in your Bible. And when these laws were being upheld in this country, when this country was first settled back in the 1600s, a nation walked in righteousness because they feared God. No. The ones that loved him, reverenced him and loved him, they didn't fear him because of punishment. They loved him enough to want to follow him. But the evildoers feared God because the fear of God was in their heart. Because they knew that the authorities would punish them according to the laws of God for their evil deeds. Well, preacher, they still did it. Yes, they did. But they were put to death. I read a passage from when the Pilgrims settled this country, and the Puritans, and I'm trying to think the first governor of Plymouth, but my mind's slipping right now on that, who put a crime called buggery, B-U-G-G-E-R-Y, buggery. That's sex with animals or sex with same sex. They put him to death. William Bradford said we had to put him to death because he broke the law of God. That had been forgotten. Yes, those people were here, but they were not proud of it. You see, again, Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9, it says that Israel was proud of the sin of sodomy. America, modern-day Israel, is proud of the sin of sodomy. They're proud to say their sons and daughters are gay. Oh, they're just so blessed. I mean, they have a special gift. I'm going to play a song for you just in a minute. Part of a song. It's from a homosexual choir that's singing a song that you should be concerned about. Oh, most people are not going to pay attention to it. I know that. But let me tell you, folks, they're not coming right now to rape your children. No. That's still somewhat in a shady area. They're coming to change your children's mind on what's evil. They're not just coming to rape them. They're coming to kill their souls. They're coming to influence them into hell. Instead of the church influencing them with the salt and light of God's word, we're letting the perverts influence them right into hell. The song is entitled, We're Coming for Your Children. I want you to listen to a little bit of the song. If you want to, Todd, start getting ready here. Tell me when you're ready. Listen to the words, folks, what this pervert is saying about what you're going to do to your children. Then tell me, when I told people this 20-some years ago on the radio, they got so mad at me they threatened to burn down the radio station. I said, they're coming for your children. That won't happen in America. I put out the Gay Manifesto written back in 1970, I think, one or something in that area, when they're coming for your children. No one believed it. Well, listen to this, because they admit it. And you go ahead and call them gay if you want to. I'm going to call them sodomite dogs, what the Bible calls them. Sexual devious perverts who want to destroy your child's mind, body, and soul. And you put them in a public hellhole they call a school where this is being tolerated and condoned in a lot of places. All I can say is the blood's on your hands, and one day you're going to pay for it. Listen to this.
As we celebrate Pride and the progress we've made over these past years, there's still work to be done. So to those of you out there who are still working against equal rights, we have a message for you.
You think we're sinful? You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect. But you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Funny, just this once, you're correct. We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep them from disco, warn about San Francisco, make him wear pleated pants, we don't care. We'll convert your children. We'll make them tolerant and fair.
At first I didn't get why you'd be so scared of us turning your children into accepting, caring people, but I see now why you'd have a problem with that.
Just like you worried, they'll change their group of friends. You won't approve of where they go at night to protest. Oh, and you'll be disgusted when they start finding things online that you kept far from their sight.
Like information.
Guess what? You'll still be alright. We'll convert your children. Yes, we will.
Reaching escaping it.
'Cause even grandma likes RuPaul.
And the world's getting kinder. Gen Z's gayer than Grindr.
Learn to love, learn to vogue, face your fate.
We'll convert your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate.
We're coming for them.
We're coming for your children.
We're coming for them.
We're coming for them.
We're coming for your children.
We're coming for them.
Your children.
Your children will care about fairness and justice for others.
I think that's enough. You've heard enough. I think I understand what they're saying. They're telling it right up front. They're coming for your children. And I'm going to ask you this, Christians. What are you going to do about it? Continue to send them to these public fool systems where they're taught this is okay? Are you going to do that to your child and say you love them? Are you going to do that to your child and say you love Jesus? Either way, you're a liar. I didn't stutter. I don't apologize. I told it like it is. You do it as you will. Well, preacher, that isn't uplifting at all. Oh, no, no, it just may save your child's soul, and maybe yours. That's not uplifting, preacher. It makes you feel bad. Hallelujah, it should. That's why I'm preaching it. It should make us feel guilty and filthy, decadent, evil. Because we've tolerated this far and tried to be kind to a bunch of perverts who wants to destroy your children and are proud to sing it in a choir and say so. What are most people going to do tonight to hear this broadcast? Probably going to turn the radio off. I expect them to already turn the radio off.
Not going to listen to that guy again. He's hateful.
You're right. You're right. I hate sin. I hate the sin of sodomy. I hate all sin. But that's sin especially because it destroys innocent people by the thousands, millions. Perverts their minds, destroys their bodies, and kills their soul. I hate that sin with a passion.
But preacher, you're supposed to hate the sin and love the sinner.
That isn't what God said. God said, I said he's angry at the sinner every day. That's not what he said. And yeah, I like to see their soul saved. I've led a few homosexuals to Christ. I really have. By the grace of God. But when they're caught in the act of this perverted act, male or female, the law still applies to them. They can repent and their soul can be saved. But there's to pay the penalty for the sin on this earth. And when the people of society do not demand this, this evil is turned loose upon them because the people see they get by with it. They're not seeing judgment. They're not afraid. They continue to do it and pass it on to the next generation. The blood is on our hands, my friends. The blood is on our hands. Back at the break, you want to call 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
Folks, this is war. This is not a game we're playing. This is not a practice run through this world. We get one shot at only one, and one shot only. We don't get to do it again. We don't get to go back up and say, hey, I'm going to try it again. I didn't do so well the first time. Don't work that way. We are to stand up for the truth every day, 24/7, and show the truth before the people. You say, preacher, you're really a hard man. Now, if you knew me, you know Pastor Butch is really a wuss. I really am. I love people. I love talking to people. I love letting people know. I love letting people know I love them. I really do. I'm going to share something that happened to me with us yesterday. My wife and I took two of my grandsons. They flew in from Colorado Springs to spend a couple weeks with us here. We're so tickled to have them. Well, one's 15, one's almost 13. We took them over to Somerville Dam and took them up to the tailwaters where the dam is. And it's huge, huge, a huge, huge earth-filled dam. They walked down and looked to see where the water comes out from underneath the dam and some huge drainage pipes. While I was waiting for them to come out, a young couple came up through there with a little girl. I found out a few minutes later she was 17 months old. And she was at least part black. But what a beautiful little girl. And I said hi. I spoke to her and her mommy and daddy and talked to mommy and Ben and talked to daddy and I spoke to her and said, hi, how you doing? She was walking beside her daddy and she let go of his hands, started walking towards our truck, walking right up to me. That little girl could have owned me and I wouldn't have cared. I was beautiful. He walked over and picked her up and I talked to it more and talked to both of them a little more. Her name was Mia. And as she went away, I said, I love you. And she threw me a kiss, 17 months old. Now that's what the love of Christ can do for you. Talk to a complete stranger, and a child will know that you love him. That's not me. That's not Butch Paul. That's not me. That's not me. It's Christ in me. I want that love to show, not just in gentleness and tenderness like I did with that little girl, but in boldness and strength and faith to speak the truth. Only love compelled me to do this, folks. Believe me, I don't get a salary out of this. I have never had a salary in 29 years out of this ministry. Never. Now, someone says, here, take this for you, do something with it that you need. I never do that. It goes back into the ministry. I'm not bragging. This is my calling. This is not an occupation for me. This is a calling for me. This is what I do. I do it because my Father asked me to, and do it because I do care for you folks. Out there somewhere tonight, somewhere in this world, somebody listens to this program right now. I guarantee you somebody listens to the program somewhere in this world. And they're sitting there thinking, gosh, you know, that hurts. But he's telling the truth. He's telling the truth, and I am miserable. I don't enjoy my life. I'm wrapped up in sin, and I don't enjoy what I'm doing. And he's telling me that that this is sin I'm living in. And I'm telling right now, my friend, that you can repent of that sin. You can turn to Christ, and he will heal your body spiritually. He'll heal you. He'll cleanse you from all sin. He'll take away the sin. He'll wash it in his blood. He'll cleanse you from that sin. He'll give you his spirit so you can walk in him and learn of him. Now, if you sow evil seed, if you sow bad seed, you're going to have to reap a bad harvest. But he'll give you the strength to get through that harvest and help you plant good seed for the next harvest. There's hope, but it's only in Christ. It's not in the president or the sin. Or the courthouse. Heck, it's not even the church house much anymore. If you expect for Trump to come back in office and save this nation, you're a bigger fool than about anybody I know, because Trump cannot save this country. Only Christ can save this country, and that can't happen until the nation repents, and the nation is not repenting. It's proud of the sins that they commit. And the church is deadly silent. The church is deadly silent. But for those who want help, who sincerely want to know what I'm talking about tonight. And I talk to my two grandsons. I don't get to see them very often at all. Once a year, maybe. They're all way out in Colorado. I was talking about how much we take things for granted. Myself, all my life I did. I had a good mom and dad. Always had a place, sleeping, food on the table. Mom and dad had a tough time paying the bills, but I didn't know it. Same as my boys didn't know it, that we did. Always made sure they had a place to sleep and food to eat, clothes to wear. We take for granted that that's just going to be that way. We take too much for granted. But the blessings I have now given to me and my beautiful wife, Marcia Jean, the blessings that I have are because Christ has blessed me. Not because I'm imperfect, but because I've endeavored to obey him as best to understand how. The blessings I received are so many that I couldn't begin to count them. I could not even begin to think of them all. And you folks who listen to this program and support us, please believe me when I say this. I consider you family. I really do. I tell my grandsons to appreciate what they have. Appreciate your mom and dad. Love them. Just talked to a couple tonight, just a couple hours ago, who has no place to go tonight. I literally no place to go tonight. They were kicked out of the home that they were staying with another couple who were paying rent to, but they were not paying. They were wrecking the couple was wrecking the house, and they got kicked out. They have no place to go. I'm going to see if they have some place to sleep tonight. That's a given. I'm going to do that. But the point of it is this: they had no place to go. Had to borrow money to buy food, and I sat in there tonight and ate a beautiful supper that my precious wife made for myself and my grandsons. I'm blessed, but I'm blessed through Christ. The peace I have in a good bed tonight is of Christ. The joy in my heart is of Christ. The world can't take it away because the world didn't give it to me. If you're out there tonight and you're hurt and you're suffering, you're frustrated and you're angry and you know what to do, let me tell you, my friends, the answer is Christ. And I will tell you the church this. The churches say that they love Christ, but they tolerate evil among themselves, even their own family. They have sexual deviance in their own family, but they won't tell them that. They don't want to hurt their feelings. They'd rather send their souls to hell than hurt their feelings. Go figure. That's really love, isn't it? Our nation is going to hell because we have not upheld God's commandments, his statutes, his justice, and judgments. It's just that simple. It's not complicated. I'm not pointing punches. I'm not lying to you. If you're out there tonight and you commit these sins, there's forgiveness for you. I don't care where you're at right now. I don't care if you're strung out on drugs somewhere. If you're hearing my voice and the Holy Spirit speaking in your heart, it's not too late. I don't care if you're shacking up with a woman or a man or the same sex. If God's speaking to your heart, it's not too late. But I will warn you about this, especially those who live in a sodomite and lesbian lifestyle. that you can soon and will soon be given over to a reprobate mind. If you put off the calling too long, he'll quit calling. And then you're damned for sure, because you won't carry any longer. If your conscience tonight is bothering you because you know the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart, you're saying, "Preacher, I need to know Christ. I know that I lived like hell on earth, and I don't want to go there when I die. I want to help you." No, you don't have to do it on the air if you don't want to. If you won't call on the air, you don't have to even give your name. I'll be glad to pray with you and work and help you all I can. Well, you can call me in the office tomorrow. I'll be here from 9 to 4. Call me at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you can do long distance, it'll save us some money if you want to do it that way. You can call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. But call us tomorrow if you want to talk to me. Don't be afraid to call me. I'm just a hillbilly preacher. I'm nobody special, except I'm a born-again believer in Christ. I love him, and I love you enough to tell you the truth. That's the best I can do. I'm just a mere mortal like you are. Let's go to the phone lines. Like I promise, let's start first with Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Hello, buddy.
Hey, Chris. Yes, sir.
Yes, you're so right. I mean, look at the society of this evil tyranny of the globalists, this vaccine to eugenics, to everything in this society. We do need Christ. These people are being... Satan is really getting into a lot of people's minds out here. They're saying, well, everything's fine. No, the politicians are man. Christ is the answer. I used to be a non-believer in the early 80s when I was growing up, being, you know, just young and dumb. You know that term, don't you?
Oh, yes.
And when things happened, we had some family struggles, and then my dad got ill, and we had almost had some hard times. That's when the angel, I don't know if it was an angel or something, moved to me back in 1995, in my mid-30s. There's something that said, look, I know your heart better than that. And that's how God works with you. God knows when you're being something you're not. You know, you have to go up there. You know, when you get things, when you're happy or not happy, or I want this, I want that, what do you want to do for others? Because everybody out here, I pray so hard now to this day where we're at with this New World Order, Bill Gates, Fauci's trying to, you know, all these demons are trying to do away with the eugenics and do away with this. You know, I love everybody out there. People look at me, and I pray about people that look at me like, oh, that's a crazy man, but I'm going to pray about them, okay? They walk away from me, but I'm going to pray because it's so important to pray about. You have to do what God wants you to do. Don't sound too harsh, but I love them. I smile and say, how are you today? And if God wants me to say, God bless you, I've done that with people, and they smile. That's
yes.
What we have to do. And we have to be very strong in our faith to conquer these evildoers, especially with these vaccines. There is a eugenics to sterilize the population. It's real, folks. and the mainstream news is brainwashing the public. We've got to get out there and pray and start talking to people.
Well, as Dr. Singleton said on the program the other night, they want the population of this country down to 95 million by 2025. That's 3.5 years from now.
Exactly. It really is. You know, and like I said, I keep praying for you and Pastor Arthur Pawlowski. I'm a grandson of an immigrant. I want to stay strong in that faith because my grandmother taught me tyranny. She used to, when I was a little kid back in the 60s watching Hogan Sears and I didn't know what it was, you know, I was just a little kid. My grandmother grabbed that TV and said, you turn that off. That's not funny. That's tyranny. And then this is 54 years later, I knew what she meant.
Yes. Good point. I got to jump, Chris, but good call. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Good call. Good points. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, too. Let's go next to my friend and brother in Arizona. Gary, welcome.
I want to start this off. Just I'll read a scripture or two here, if you don't mind. This is in Matthew 3, you know, where Jesus is talking to everybody here, and he says, and the multitudes about him and said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren seek for thee. And he answered them, saying, who is my mother and my brother? And he looked around on them that sat with him and says, my mother and my brother, my brethren. Now here's my verse. For whomsoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother.
Amen.
Now we'll go to 1 John. Here's what it says. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. And here we go again. Okay, and the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that do the will of God abides forever. A long time ago, Butch, I took a little book, little spiral book that you get in a Dollar Tree or something like that, and I just started writing down where it says, those who do the will of God, do the will of God, do the will of God. And I filled that little book up, and it just with my weekly Bible studies. And I see that. And today when I was out on the street, speaking up with the preborn, and I looked down the line at the four or five of us, it was five of us out there today. Now, I've been doing that for 4 years, and the same people have passed me for 4 years and hit the horn or waved at me, but there's no do in them. Nobody wants to come out and stand. And that's the condition of the church that you was talking about right at the beginning of this program. And I see it twice a week. And how can you look at these little babies that has been slaughtered? Is your heart hardened to where you will not go out and take a stand? And I honestly believe, Butch, you know, that people talk about God, but they do not serve him.
Christ said that they're, with their mouth they praise me, but their heart's far from me, right? That's just the way it is. That's exactly right. And you know,
and like
you can't
get
doing
this
a person
out here for 4 years. Everybody in this town knows who I am. But I'm going to tell you what, not very many people know who pastors in all these churches are.
I guarantee you.
Now, see, there's something wrong with that picture.
You can't even get a pastor of a church to quit calling sodomites gays, lesbians gays. Gay doesn't mean sexual deviant. It means happy. That you can't get them to call what the Bible calls them. And they call themselves preachers and pastors.
I know. The book is very clear. Cleave to that which is good and abhor that which is evil.
Romans chapter 8,
and
I think,
Solomon
12.
Wrapped it all up, and I'll get off the line here with this last thing. I don't want to monopolize anything here. And he wrapped it all up there at the end. Love the Lord and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. Now, that's a paraphrase, but that is that was the truth then, and that is the truth now.
Amen. Amen. And David, the King David said himself that leaders are to obey the word of God. King David said that. He said, you know, that's their duty, to obey the word of God. But we don't know that anymore. Heck, we let them go about whatever they want to. And we think President Trump's going to save us. Did President Trump save our country? No. Can Biden? No. No man will, Brother Gary. Until people repent and God sends a man to help us, that ain't going to happen. You know that.
Yeah, I know that. Well, God bless you, and I'll let somebody else.
All right, thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, do it.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you. All right, right back at you. Let's go next to Wisconsin. Let's talk to Dino. Dino, come on in. Welcome.
Very good verses, Butch. I sent you some money today to help you out.
Well, thank you.
Here's a verse. It's in James chapter 2, verse 3. We are to have respect to them that wears gay clothing. Say him, sit down here in a good place and say to the poor, stand there and sit under my footstool. But back then it meant good, bright, colored clothing, and it also meant it was clothing. It meant that it made you happy. It's in the Bible once. Today, you know what it means today. It's all been redefined. I have a question for you, Steve. What's that?
I was going to say, really, it doesn't mean pervert today, but we let them use that word, just like they use the word abortion for murder. It just sounds better.
Yeah, guess what? It came into being, friend, in 1969 during Woodstock. That's when the word gay was redefined. Did you know that?
I knew it started back in the early 70s. I thought it was the 70s. Yes, that's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And guess who signed the bill, friend, about 15 years ago in this state of Wisconsin, order to let homosexuals get married? The Republican governor, Scott Walker. He signed the bill, friend. You know that.
Yep, I do. They're all the same, my friend. 99% of them are all the same.
And then when it comes down to A, B, C, and D, you know what A, B, C, D stands for?
What is it?
Abortion, buggery, and cloning leads to death, starting with D.
Amen. That's a good point. Absolutely. It's really true. And any society that tolerates it is dying.
Yeah, and guess what? Guess who was close friends with Epstein when he was alive? Trump was.
Yeah, Trump was.
You're right. Yep, he was. I sent that about a year ago, and he didn't rebuke him then. I did. Right now, I grew up as a Methodist, friend. What religion were you when you were 20 years old?
When I was 20 years old, I wasn't even going to church. I was still in the military.
That's right, and I'm glad God saved you. My dad was in World War II. He barely was almost killed over there, but no. Right now, the Methodists, friend, are marrying women and men.
Oh, yes.
Yes, they are. The Methodists are.
Yes, they are. They truly are. They're not the only ones. If you saw my last article, or you'll see it in this next month's magazine, America, Why Will You Die, some Baptists are. The Mennonites are. The Church of the Brethren are. The Church of Nazarene is.
Yeah, the Baptists. Yep, the Baptists doing it too, yep.
Yes, they are. Some branch and are.
Yeah, it's in Matthew 21. You can't serve two masters out there, people.
Amen.
You either love one or hate the other one. Otherwise, you will hold to the one and despise the other one. You can't serve God and man. It says you're supposed to hate the other master. Yes, I hate people too because we're told to, but you know that.
You cannot condone evil, period. Brother God Jump, good call, though. Thank you. Good call.
Thank you.
Good call.
Yep, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Folks, down the last few minutes, you want to call, you still have time. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I know some people, when I call in, probably ever again, are probably scared the pants right off on the night. I mean, they're probably scared to death to be tied with me because they'll have my name on a list. My friends, my name is on a list that matters. It's in the Lamb's Book of Life. Other lists, I don't care either way. Put it on or take it off. I don't really care. But I want mine kept in the Lamb's Book of Life. I don't want it taken out, as it said in the last chapter of Revelation. And be taken out of the Book of Life. I don't want that to be done. I want to stand truthful as best I can. I want to do my best to serve my Savior. And to be servant to anybody listening to this program. Any way I possibly can, to help them if I can, to get through some hard spots, to come through together and make it through this world with some joy in their heart before they leave this world. I want them to know who Christ is. I want them to know that He's a loving, caring God. But He will not and cannot condone sin. He will not tolerate it. He can't condone it. He can't look upon it. I want you to know that. That's not being evil. I'm telling you the truth. He can't look upon sin. But when you've been washed by the blood of His Son, He can't see the sin. It's been cleansed from you. That's the God we serve. It truly is. Let's get one more call here. Let's go to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch. And I just wanted to say the two most important things for us to do, I'm pretty sure you'll agree with me, is we need to get our noses in the Holy Bible, Old and New Testaments. We have one Bible. We don't have two Bibles, Old and New Testament. And number two is we need to be praying for one another. And we need to be praying for you and Marsha Jean, because you're on the front lines out there. If like flying over a target, you're taking flack. And people like Gary Roby and Jeff White and his wife and 11 children that go out there and stand for life and risk getting blood thrown on them and urine and everything else. We need to be praying for those people that are taking courageous stands and standing. So kudos to you and Marsha Jean and to Gary Roby and to Jeff White and his family. God bless you all. And thank you for all that you do for standing for truth. Thank you for going up against once saved, always saved, and the pre-trib rapture. Two of the biggest things that neuter, not neutralize it. Yeah, it neutralizes, but they neuters Christians. So thank you so much, Pastor Butch.
You're welcome, my brother. Thanks for being there for us. I appreciate you. I really do. I do appreciate that. Folks, all glory to God. Believe me, I'm just a servant and I make poor mistakes. I've said this hundreds of times on the air. If you live with me for a week, you think, oh, who is this guy? He's called himself a preacher. He's just like I am. And I am. I don't go out intentionally sin. I don't drink booze. I don't do drugs. I don't know that. That isn't it. I have to fight my own flesh every day. Butch Paul is his own worst enemy. I can't blame Satan. Satan may put temptation in front of me, but I'm the one's got to give in to it. I can't blame him for that. My God said, I'll give you a way to escape temptation. I'll give you a way to be born again. I'll give you a way to become what's called adopted son, adopted daughter. I'll do all that for you. Say, I'll make you joint heirs with my only begotten son, Jesus Christ. I'll make you a joint heir. How much better can it get than that? How much more could he have done for us? I mean, Christ took your sins to the cross of Calvary, nailed him to the cross with him, and he died that you may have eternal life. He died and resurrected to give you hope, eternal life. Well, how much more could he have done for you? You druggies, you alcoholics, you whoremongers, you adulterers, fornicators, how much more could he have done for you? How much more could he have done for me? Who was guilty of some of the same sins? How much work could he have done for me? I am no better than you. I come to Christ through repentance, trusting for salvation. I am no better than you. Don't think because I'm a preacher that I wasn't just as lost as you are, because I was. The difference is Christ saved my soul, and I know it. Folks, I love you. I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. If you need me tomorrow, you feel free to call me, please. God bless. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.